Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, Rocket Man, Benny and the Jets, your song. I can keep going, but I think you have a pretty good idea of the artist we'll be chatting about next. This weekend, the Auburn State Theater will come alive with Sir Elton John. The music will be performed by pianist and conductor Michael Sobey, along with a very, very talented team. But the event on Sunday is more than just celebrating Elton John, but raising money for a personal cause. Ticket sales will go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and fund fighting blood cancers across the world. Joining us now is the heart and the talent behind this weekend's performance, Michael Sobey. Good morning. Welcome. Thanks for making the time.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Michael, let's start with that personal connection. Why will ticket sales go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society?
My other half lost his mother almost a year ago. It was February of last year, and to leukemia. And he's been devoted to raising money for the cause since then. We did the Light the Night fundraiser, a big LS fundraiser, and we did the walk here in Los Angeles in November, and he raised over $5,000 for that, and wanted to continue to bring awareness and help to the cause. And so we came up with this concert idea to honor his mother on the 1 year anniversary of her passing.
And so how did you decide on heading up to the foothills in Placer County and perform at the Auburn State Theater?
Gino grew up in Roseville, and so he has a large network of friends and family still in the area. And he had performed actually in, I think, Fiddler on the Roof at the Auburn State Theater like a decade ago before he came to LA. And so it was just all of the stars aligned, I suppose, for the right connection to do it at their theater. This theater is beautiful. It's an awesome space. And the team there is just as lovely as can be. And so and then obviously with a huge pull with just his family alone, I think sold half the seats. It's a big group of great people. So that's how we ended up there.
Yeah, a big family showing up. And I do agree. I love Auburn and that theater as well. And you're about two-thirds sold when I checked in on you on Friday. So and these ticket sales are going to this nonprofit, which is just wonderful. But the next logical question, why Elton John?
That part probably doesn't have the biggest connection, aside from I have performed this concert a bunch here in LA. I did it in New York a few months ago. In various iterations, I've done it as a piano solo. I've done it with a percussionist. I've done it with a full band. This coming Sunday, we're doing it with a percussionist, a violinist, and a singer as like doing background harmonies and stuff. And it's Elton John has been one of my personal heroes, I suppose, since I was a kid. I grew up playing classical piano, but always wanted to do something more than Bach and Beethoven. And so Elton John and Billy Joel were kind of my avenue to veer off from what my teacher wanted me to do and do something fun for myself. And Elton John's always been a personal favorite.
And he's currently on a farewell tour. I would imagine you've probably seen him live before. I saw him in Las Vegas. It was wonderful.
Oh, I missed the $1 million piano concert. There's a whole story to that, but I won't get into it. But we saw the farewell tour. I was able to see it in 2019 and in my hometown in Michigan. And then my family came out, my parents and my nephews, and my Gino and I went to see him at Dodger Stadium on the second to last night of the tour. And from what he says, you know, who knows? Cher goes on tour every time she says she's not going to. And so we'll see what he does. But this was Dodger Stadium was supposed to be the final tour stop he'll do in North America. And so we didn't get to see the last night, which is almost regrettable because we didn't get to see Dua Lipa or Kiki D, but the concert is just, it's incredible. And his band is amazing. The fact that he can perform for 3 hours straight without taking a break and just sing and play his face off is really remarkable.
Yeah.
And fully entertaining. And he's 75 years old.
And it, and you're going to be honoring and celebrating, I combined the two words, Elton John, this weekend. What can people expect? I mean, you've sold a lot of tickets. There's still some available for Sunday, but what can people expect?
It's going to be a greatest hits. Much like going to a concert of his, there's very few songs that you don't know. We've actually curated the list with Gino's family. We had them all vote on their favorite songs. So we gave them a selection of 25 or 30 and had them pick their favorites and counted all the votes. And so they basically built the set list for us. So I really think there's only like one or two B-sides out of the 2 hours of the show, that so everything else will be a sing-along and hopefully enjoyable and bring back memories for everybody and where they first learned the song and why they love it and hear their favorites.
Yeah, bring up some nostalgia in the very best way. It's not only you, though. You have a violinist, a percussionist, as well as a background singer, too.
Yeah. Yes. I've known all three of them for a long time. The percussionist and I, we actually did the show last night here in LA. We started touring together in 2017 with Game of Thrones. We became very, very quick friends on that tour. And then the violinist Molly Rogers joined us in 2018 on the same tour. And again, instant friendship. And then, and Molly has a beautiful voice. You'll actually get to hear her sing on Sunday as well, just on as a solo. It's her voice is awesome. And then the third person joining me is Julie Garnier, and she is a vocalist and Broadway actress, and one of the best voices I've ever played for. And we get to do a lot together around LA and San Francisco and Palm Springs, and she's agreed to come up and sing some backgrounds and probably do a little solo number in there somewhere too. We just haven't figured out what that one is.
Given that you've done this concert multiple times before, what keeps bringing you and also the talented musicians that join you back to keep doing it again and again?
I love it. It's that easy. It's a great time. I have fun. Everybody, like, the audience enjoys it again because of the nostalgia, because they are familiar with the songs. There's such classic pop rock tunes that everybody can enjoy that still get tons of radio play. And he still sold out Dodger Stadium two nights in a row, whatever that seats, 60, 80,000 people. So he's kind of still a big draw, more than a lot of people could imagine being, having been around for 50 plus years. And I just get to do that and have fun for myself. This is a project that when I first did it was just for fun for me. It was just a way to go out and perform and do something that I don't get to do. I'm usually the accompanist or playing with the group or whatever. And I'm never like, not that I need the spotlight, but I'm never the featured person. And this was just an excuse to do that, really. And it's fun.
I was reading the event page, and it said that you will be playing on a majestic Steinway concert grand piano. What does that add to the event?
It's a fantastic instrument. More than anything, the piano there at Auburn is spectacular. I got to play it for the most brief of times when we were there in October checking out the space. It's a beautiful instrument, and you know, a 9-foot Steinway concert grand is just, there's very, very few things that are as exceptional to play on. And that one in particular is very, very nice. They all have a very different personality. All of them that come from the factory still have their own temperament. And this one is particularly wonderful. So, and it produces a ton of sound. So you've got, because it's a small orchestration, we just have the three instruments and a couple of vocalists. We still managed to, between the majesty, I suppose, of that piano and the percussion, still have a really full sounding concert.
Given that this is a fundraiser and that you've already, like, you're almost two thirds full and there still are tickets available, what does it mean to you to have such a great turnout for something that is going to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society?
It's amazing. I was hoping to sell like 100 seats, because that would have still been a great thing for it would have raised money. We would have still had plenty to send them. But when we started crossing over 125, 150, 200 seats, it was like, oh my gosh, this is a big deal. I actually probably should practice. But yeah, we're at 228, I think was our count this morning, and the space seats 344. So we're right at that two-thirds number, and hopefully we'd love to see it go to 300. Having that many people there is, you just have a different energy. I've done the show before when there's 40 people in the audience in a small place in New York, and it's fun and intimate. But you can't really beat having that many people around you at one time, all with some sort of like, it's going to an event, going to a concert, for everybody is a fun experience. And so your energy is a little better than it's not a taxing event. You get to sit and actually enjoy, and you don't have to think, and you can just have a fun time. And having that many people do that simultaneously makes it more fun for me,
Yeah.
and really pulls out the best of me, I think.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And that is pianist and conductor Michael Sobey, who will be performing the music of Elton John this Sunday at the Auburn State Theater. Ticket sales will go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. That is it for Insight today. Have a wonderful day. I'm Vicki Gonzalez, and I'll catch you back here tomorrow.